Blog Talk Radio.
Arms.
Blessings to all the beloved of Yah, those of you who are called to be saints. Grace, peace be unto you. Hallelujah. In the name of the Most High Yah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, to whom all praise is due, whom we will forever thank for sending us Yeshua, the Messiah, who atoned for our sins. And if it were not for the Messiah, we would not be here today. Hallelujah. Bless each and every last one of y'all saints who are here this evening, and those who will hear later. This is Elder Donnie here on the Brother segment of the Straightway Truth, brought to you by way of Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. I just wanted to come on here and greet you all and say shalom. Hallelujah. And let me see one thing here. Try to get this chat up, saints. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. All right. I see that the sound is coming in. I'm getting a 10 here from Straightway. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. So bless each and every last one of y'all, saints. Once again, glory to the King. It's just a beautiful thing, man, to be alive in this time that we're in. Hallelujah. I want to give thanks, and I want to give honor where honor is due. Hallelujah. To our beloved shepherd, Charles Dow, also Pastor Corey Phillips. Thanking them both for the labor of love and the gift that we have in them and that Yah has blessed us with. And we're so grateful for them. Hallelujah. We continue to pray for their strength and also that their faith does not fail them. And then also that the Father will continue to bless them and give them revelation and also the utterance to preach his truth unto his people. Glory to the King, to all the teachers out there, Teacher Chain and Teacher Eric, all the elders in Israel. Hallelujah. Deacons and heads of the assemblies. Glory to the King. Blessings to all of you as well. So yeah, thanks. I'm gonna be here for with you just briefly this evening. Just wanted to come on fellowship and just talk to you guys. Not a whole lot I have, hallelujah, but thank God we get fed so much, and this is just a little something extra. Glory to the King. But so grateful to hear from Teacher Shane, as we did on yesterday on Shabbat. I'm always grateful for Teacher Shane, because he's always has a strong word of encouragement. He never lets us forget of the goodness of the Messiah. I love the way he always brings it back to the Messiah, and he always shows us how we have a refuge, we have hope, we have someone to run to, hallelujah, in time of need, and that we're not forsaken, we're not left here hopeless. Glory to the King. Another good thing I like about Teacher Shane is that there's no excuses for staying in your present state and wallowing in the mire and being joined with that condemnation and all that kind of stuff. But I'm just grateful, hallelujah. And number one, because this is a day that Yah has made, hallelujah, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. And also, this day, is the day of salvation, hallelujah. So a day of deliverance. Each day that we're able to see and wake up and open our eyes and take breath, hallelujah, it's a beautiful thing, because we have opportunities to change things and get things right with the Father. We have another opportunity. There's so many things in this life to complain about. We can be ungrateful. We can murmur all we want, but we know exactly what happened to those who murmured. And we know that Yah doesn't like murmuring and complaining at all. One thing about it, we don't need much in this life to survive. The word tells us that with godliness, be content, you know what I mean? And having food and raiment and basic essentials and things like that. Be content and be righteous also, hallelujah, and be striving. So, this world, man, it can suck us in. It's so easily to get caught up in the things of this life, day-to-day things. I'm going to talk about that a little briefly here, because I know a question was asked in one of the groups that I'm in with the brethren, and I kind of answered it in such a way, and just, just from the perspective of just being very careful of thoughts, You know what I mean? And the word tells us where our treasure is, there will our heart be also. Hallelujah. So we, you know, the things that we're passionate about, the things that we're most interested in, I mean, those are the things we gravitate to. Those are the thoughts that we have. And even in some cases, dreams as well, that'll be centered around those things. But, you know, we're only here for a short time here on this earth. And what the word tells us about this life is not much, right? It's a vapor of mist. I mean, some of us are here today and gone the next day. Tomorrow is not promised. Hallelujah. So we got to live it up each and every last day that we have been given and make the most out of it. Hallelujah. So when you look at that and you look at the in the grand scheme of things, where our goals should be and our focus should be, where we're going to. We're going to our whole objective is to make it to the kingdom. Hallelujah. And what we're doing now is refining ourselves like gold is being tried in a fire, you know, purging ourselves of all past behaviors and all types of curses and spirits and all things you know, some things that we inherited, some things we picked up along the way, but we know that nothing that is defiled will enter into the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah, that new Yerushalayim. We also know that the word tells us that the kingdom is within. So if we know that the kingdom is within, what are we doing within ourselves, you know, how are we manifesting this or working toward exemplifying this and being ambassadors of that kingdom? Hallelujah. Is our light shining? Can it be seen among men? Do they know who we are? Can they say, wow, this is a wise and understanding people because of the laws that we keep and that because we're being obedient? Or are we here one day, Shabbat, we acting like we're all holy and we're set apart and we're the children of Yah, and then throughout the rest of the week, we're acting just like the heathen. And it brings about confusion. It doesn't bring about this strong conviction upon anyone's life, or anybody can tell what we believe or who we represent, you know. So these are the things, hallelujah, we need to be thinking about all the time. And in the grand scheme of things, if we're only here for a short time, and if we only are here and our objective is to make it to the kingdom, then all this other petty stuff and the things that come along the way and the distractions, you know, they mean nothing, right? But I tell you what, there is an enemy who makes things seem so real, and he magnifies things. And at times, we like to do away with him and pretend as if he's not there. But he's real. Hallelujah. And so we got to constantly be fighting, constantly be on guard, constantly watching. Hallelujah. So you know how, you know, we prepare in the natural as far as storing food and other goods that we need, ammo, and all these other things. Isn't it important for us to store up also in the spirit, spiritual things? Hallelujah. The word tells us about the things that are eternal. Those are the things that really matter. And store for ourselves treasures that are in Shemayim, and not necessarily so much so things on this earth. But we need things on this in the natural and in the physical. We do. What I'm saying is, even the more so, Yah hates a false balance. So even the more so, should we not be storing up spiritual things? Should we not be sending up prayers and sweet incense? Should we not be fasting unto the Father? Hallelujah. Should we not be purging ourselves, right, of all of these past behaviors and traits and things that are not becoming of the kingdom of Yah? We should be doing this on a daily basis. Hallelujah. We should be dying out daily this wicked flesh. Putting it behind us. Glory to the King. I got a few things, like I said, not too much. That's just everything that I said is just pretty much the gist of it all. Just to remind us where we're here on this earth, why we're here, and what the focus is. You know what I do sometimes? When things seem like they're rough, and, you know what I mean, and things seem like they've been piled up on me, whatever it may be, you know, I kind of take a little step back. Besides prayer and praising and things like that, I just put things in perspective. I'm like, you know what? I got somewhere to go. I have somewhere to be soon. So I don't have time to be sitting around wasting too much time on petty stuff. You know what I mean? I just really don't. it's just not that important. My job is really not that important like that. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that important. Like, it's just not. I need Jesus. I don't need that job. You know what I mean? Like, I know that Yah will provide all my needs, right? I need Jesus, straight up. And that's the way I have to look at things. Because it's easy to get caught up in this life. Easy to get caught up in this world. Let me go ahead and read a couple things as we as I begin here. I want to read, from Psalms here. Psalms 119, 111. All right, I see 10, so I take it that we're still coming through clear by way of internet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Salah. That's right, man. The enemy, he's not going to give up. He's not going to give up. He's going to continue. Hallelujah. One of the things that we're charged to do is that we know that that this is a spiritual battle, right? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, right? And so we know we can't look at individuals when they're acting out a certain way or when they're trying to provoke us or they're trying to vex us, whomever they may be. We already know what's going on. And instead of trying to get mad and upset with the person, you know, realize what's going on. Begin to pray in the spirit. Begin to see what's going on and take a step back and fight in the spirit. Hallelujah. We'd be surprised to see how effective it is to really war. Even upon going in any of these establishments out there, praying against any entities or any host of hell, anybody that's trying to come against us, any curses, anything that they speak against us, any prayers prayed, any evil, and especially now, I think we need to be doing that even more so. It's always been a fight against Yah's people. But especially nowadays, you see the rise of wickedness and the things that are evil. They are becoming good in the eyesight of this world. But us, as those who are being set apart, we look different. We act different, or we should at least. But even more so, we get attacked, you know, and we don't know who's scheming against us. We don't know who's plotting against us. I mean, you think it's just as simple as you going to the grocery store or, you know, you just driving to work. You don't know what the enemy is doing and who is he going to use. You know what I mean? And it doesn't take long for evil to show up at your door, you know. It doesn't take much. So that's why we got to arm ourselves. The word also tells us to be vigilant, to be sober. Because you know that our adversary, he's roaming like a lion, just roaming all about, seeing who he can devour. And I know each and every last one of us has had to deal with something, you know what I mean, where we had to, had to step back and realize what was going on and realize, hey, this is spiritual right here. I'm not about to entertain this foolishness. It's not going to give me no kind of glory, no kind of stripes, no kind of points for me going off, you know. I need to maintain some self-control. I need to figure out what's going on here and deal with it accordingly. Hallelujah. So each and every last one of us, we're warriors in this, we're soldiers in this fight, in this battle. Being passive and thinking that, you know, it'll pass by or if I just leave the devil alone, he'll leave me alone. Nah, that's not the approach. This is real. We have literally people out here who are witches, warlocks, people that really pray unto their God, unto the Hasatan, that are just ready and willing, and they are proud of who they are. So, and these people, they're devout. They're way more devout than we are. We take breaks, you know what I mean? We take siestas. We are passive. We're lazy. We're lethargic in warfare. We are supposed to be the children of the king, but we don't act like it. And so when we have all these other people against us, opposing us, but yet we're taking breaks. We're you know, sitting around with our bellies full, and we are we're content, and we are, you know, we're not fighting. We can't fight like that. You know, when I was looking at those movies that Pastor suggested for us to watch, one of the things that stood out for me the most, Last Samurai, and how they trained all the time. They were very disciplined people, no matter what they did. That stood out the most. It didn't show it in the clips, but in the movie, but you can just see how they were just focused on the task at hand. I'm sure people take breaks and do whatever, but that wasn't displayed in that movie. It was all serious. It was like people had a job to do and they did it, and it was just serious. Hallelujah. That's how we need to be for the work of the kingdom and getting ourselves prepared. We don't have a lot of time, saints. Our salvation is closer now than when we first believed. Hallelujah. And I know it's easier said than done, these things, because when you actually get in the thick of things and the real life, it's lights, camera, action. It's time to go. It's time to perform. It's time to do. Hallelujah. So we got to, you know, keep those things in mind. That's who we are. We're children of the King, and it's our job, saints. It's our job to fight. It's our job to war. The Word tells us to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. It didn't say fight the good fight of faith here on this earth and represent America, represent your country, your nation, the North versus the South. Nah, man, this is totally opposed to what's going on. We're enemies. We're on a whole nother side of the of this battle, of this war. So, you know, and in knowing that, we're not servants of this world. So therefore, we're not going to be engaged in these things that is like protesting and doing all these other foolish things, right? But we got to lay hold on eternal life. Hallelujah. So glory to the King. I said Psalms 119. Give me 1 second, saints. Psalms 119, 111. It says, "Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined mine heart to perform your statutes always, even unto the end. I hate vain thoughts." Let me read that again. "I hate vain thoughts, but your law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Depart from me, you evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my Yah. Uphold me according unto your word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto your statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from your statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love your testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgments." Hallelujah. What if our thoughts and our heart and our mind was on the laws of Yah continually? And when we read these things, not just reading it like it's some type of a fairy tale, or if it's some type of a cliche, or if it's some type of a poem that somebody wrote, some literature. Nah, this is from the King, King David, right? We knew he knew how to write songs and praise unto Yah, and he knew how to pray unto Yah. I tell you what, that's better, those type of thoughts. Thinking on the law and thinking on Yah's statutes and how great they are and how righteous they are and how just they are and how pure they are. I guarantee you that's better any day, you know, than thinking on any foolishness. And it's a trick of the enemy to make you think, oh, the law, and make you feel bad, because, that's foolishness, right? That's straight contrary. This is Yah's whole essence, his word, his law, and how he wanted his people to conduct themselves, right? Every good and perfect gift comes from above. It's good. The law is good. The law is holy. The law is just. We got to get ourselves in that type of a mindset, thinking on those things, thinking on, you know, how righteous he is. If a man does take another wife, right, he look at all how all of the the laws that he set in place for every situation. That our daughter should, we shouldn't allow them to be whores. And you know what I mean? Like, he lays it all out. Hate not thy brother in thy heart, right? But rebuke thy brother. I mean, he lays it all out for us. And it keep going on and on. Honor thy father and thy mother. Respect. It goes on every aspect of our lives to cover. He knows how he wants his people to act and how to function. But the enemy comes in and, oh, you ain't got to do that, or try to shortchange it here, or try to take shortcuts here and there and shortchange. Nah, man. Look how the king spoke about the righteousness of Yah's laws and how he thought about them. And then at the end, he even said, you know what, I don't want to fall into your hand. I don't want to be subject to your judgments. I don't want that. That's how our minds got to be. We got to be exalt Yah's law to the fullest in our lives, and before more, first and foremost in our lives. Hallelujah. Because it's one thing that we've been told all our lives that's no good, that's done away with, that, you know, that we don't have to do, you know, because, you know, we're free. We're free. We're free to sin. We're free to do all these other things. Well, that's not so. Hallelujah. Yah's laws are righteous, and they're here forever. They're forever settled in heaven. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. So, but the question was, like I said, it was asked, so how do I, you know, not be so focused on the cares of this life? Number one, as I said, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. You know, when you're passionate about something and you are really excited about it, then you're going to think about it all the time. You're going to be consumed with it. I remember Shepherd mentioned that. I gave the example of how when we first came into the way, when we first were born again, how our thoughts were continually surrounded around Jesus, right? We were just full of it, like morning, noon, and night. I mean, we slept, we ate, we talked, every single thing. And I know that's to be true. I know that to be true. I remember one day I was at work. I had just come into the faith. And, I mean, I was just so just in every single thought that I had, it was just on the Father. I was thinking on the kingdom. I was just so happy to know that I was an Israelite. I was so proud. I was just so happy. And I remember just taking a break one day at work, and I was just thinking about it. And I was like, damn, man, you know, this is all I think about. Like, this is if somebody knew my thoughts, that wasn't, they would really say that I'm obsessed and it's just extreme or excessive. But I was just so happy during those times to know, and I'm still happy. But it was different then, you know. It was like that high, that extreme high that I had never, this is like a whole new world to me, and it was just, I just wanted to soak it all up, and I wanted to make the most of it, because it was totally different. It was like that void had been filled. I was looking for such a thing. I was praying about it. I knew the place that I was at, that wasn't Yah's people. And I said that to myself one day. I said, you know what, this is not God's people. But when I found them, I was just like, man, this is it right here. And so, and as Pastor used that example, and he could begin to say that. But then after that, then that slowly diminishes. And then you begin to walk this thing out. I know a lot of times, and for me, I'll use myself for an example. I know that we started to get into spiritual warfare and deliverance, and I started learning about myself and the thing and the wickedness of my heart. And that was a whole different thing. That was a whole new realm for me. And it took me back, because I didn't realize, you know what I mean, how wicked I was. And the eyesight of man, you know how we think we're good, but the word tells us there's none good. There's none but one good. But we get to really see what's working in us, and it could take us back, you know what I mean? I know it did for me. But I continue to press forward, you know, in this thing, and still am. And a lot of you, the same thing. You know, when you get to see self, and it's a hard thing. It's a hard pill to swallow. Glory to the King. But you know what? There's no temptation except that which is common to man. And the same things that we go through, our brothers are going through as well. So that's why we're here, to strengthen one another. That's why it's so important for us to be there for one another. You know, you never know what a word could do. A simple just give someone a call, or just to send a text message out to them to see how they're doing. And even in prayer, I always say this, but when somebody comes to your mind, that's an opportunity right then and there for you to love them too. send up some prayers for them. You don't know what they're going through. You don't have to know all of the details, but you can send up some prayers, you know, ask the Father to deal with them in whatever area that they need it. It's a perfect opportunity to do that. Hallelujah. So, yeah, we have, you know, quite a bit that we got to, you know, do here on this earth. And I tell you what, being consumed with the cares of this life, all that does is really distract us from what we need to be doing. You know what I mean? So we got to keep ourselves focused. Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the mighty one of peace shall be with you. Hallelujah. So we're not without any instructions or of what to do. It's clearly here, it tells things that even us right now in this day and hour that we're in here, these are things that we can think on. We know that the law is true. We already know that. It tells us in Psalms that it is pure, right? It is honest. We know that the word is honest. We know that the word is holy. And that's the whole essence of our master, right? Our maker. And it's those are the things we can think on. Hallelujah. That's why it's so important to have certain scriptures available that we can run to and go to, even if it's one or two that can help us. But the thing about it is we need to believe that also when we recite these verses, you know what I mean? And that there's greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. For example, we got to believe these things, right? And know that. We got to know that Yah is not going to, you know, put too much on us than what we can bear. We got to know that if we get these negative thoughts, that where they are generated from and who's the one behind it all. Hasatan has a way of bringing up things, and it could be the truth, but he does it in unrighteousness, right? And so Yah would never do that. Your Messiah would never, you know what I mean? That's not what the Father's objective is to make us, you know, feel down and out, depressed and downtrodden. That's not what it's about, right? So we get those kind of thoughts, and we're thinking on those things. We already know who sent those things, so we know how to combat those things, right? Another thing, too, is just, you know, we try to figure everything out. One of the things Teacher Shane said yesterday, and I wrote it down in my notes, but we try to do too much on our own. I was just telling the family that on a drive to Shabbat service on yesterday how, you know, we try to do all of this. We try to get through this on our own. You know, we might be struggling with something in an area. Instead of asking for help right there in prayer, we sit there and we try to get through it on our own with our own little weak might and little bit of power that we have. You know what I mean? Instead of calling on the infinite source of power and strength, being honest and being transparent. Look, Father, I need your help right now in this situation because I cannot get through this on my own. You know what I mean? I am struggling in this area. I need you. You know, the word tells us that if we resist the devil, he'll flee. A lot of times we don't resist because we want to indulge in certain things. You know, the flesh wants those things or wants to fill our cup with those things. You know what I mean? Whatever it may be, you know what it is that you are tempted with and deal with. And instead of resisting the devil so that he can flee, we'd rather not do so because we entertain the thought of, well, I can gain a little bit of pleasure here. I can, you know, get a little bit of, you know, pleasure from this thing right here and right now. But we miss out, right? And we fall into that temptation. But keeping our thoughts on things that are eternal and things that are good, things that are lovely, are holy, are pure, things that are of power, and praise, those are the things that we should be thinking on. Hallelujah. That to keep our minds from wandering so far. You know, so many broadcast shows and teachings and videos that we can literally keep ourselves edified with that the ministry put out. And it's a reason why this is put out, because the world has so much to offer you in the form of entertainment, in the form of lustful desires, that you'll get sucked into that stuff real quickly. And in this ministry, there's so much put out there on a weekly basis to keep you focused, to keep your attention where it needs to be. That we don't even have time to really venture out. Excuse me. But it's just up to the person, right? Because wherever whatever you're interested in and the things that you're trying to do, that's where you're going to be drawn to and led to. It's just obvious. If you get to the point where you can't sleep at night, or you're thinking about chores for the next day and things like that, that's the beginning of your troubles right there. It's not a we shouldn't be to the point where we don't plan, day to day and plan ahead. But when it gets to the point where you're trying to figure out every little nuance and you're stressed out about it and you can't even sleep because you're so focused on things that you really don't have control over, then it begins to be a problem. A lot of times we need to just let go, and we need to trust in Yah. We can't figure out every single thing. I mean, a lot of times, that's the workings of the Hasatan as well, trying to discourage us and trying to, distract us from doing, trying to steal our peace, steal our joy. Like I said earlier, it's really not that serious in the grand scheme of things when you really think about it. A lot of times, too, we just need to have a little bit more faith and belief, especially if we prepare for certain things. We ain't going to figure it all out. We're going to get the revelation as we go along and as we continue. Hallelujah. Being bogged down with the cares of this life. Pay attention to what the shepherd told us about our thoughts and monitoring them, and being very keen of what things go through our mind on a constant basis, and taking that time out to just stop. Hallelujah. Mark 4:19 says, "And the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things entering in, it choked the word and it became unfruitful." So all this word that we hear, I'm going to say this because this reminds me, on Shabbats, man. And I really don't be trying to be rude or anything like that. But let me tell you, if we just finish in Shabbat, wherever you at, home assemblies, wherever, at the hub, I mean, the word that go forth, man, it'd be so rich. And, if we're not working on deliverance or something like that, man, don't be coming to talk about no foolishness. Man, I can tell you how many times brothers come up and just talk about, like, just foolishness, man. Just, oh, man, did you see that the little show that came? I'm like, hold on. Dude, did you just not hear this word? Like, you're not even meditating on what was just said? I know you can't take all that in. So you mean to tell me that's all you got out of it? You going straight to that word been choked out just that quickly? I mean, man, sometimes I really don't get it, man. And this be like, it'd be messing my spirit up like it really does. Like, bro, that's all you got to talk about? You can't even talk about, the word. You can't even say, man, that was a good message. That was, you hit me with something. I mean, that's disturbing. That really is. And that don't happen all the time. I'm not going to sit there and say that. But it has happened. I mean, I'd just be wondering, like, what's really going on? Is this word really not sinking in at all? Did you hear anything? But, yeah, man, it's much more that we can discuss and talk about after the word goes forth. You know what I mean? But Philippians 3:20 says, "For our citizenship is in the heavens, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Master, Yeshua, the Messiah. We should not be looking at the things here on this earth, but rather on the things to come." Is this just me or y'all experienced it as well? And I know this happened to me last Thursday. getting things together and doing certain things. And then I just had a whole bunch of thoughts just hit my mind out of nowhere. And it just kind of like cluttered my mind. I'm like, dang. So it was a time around Blog Talk and Deacon Bell was coming on. And I just put on, you know, Deacon Bell, and I just started listening to him. And it began to just resonate with my spirit. And I'm, you know what I mean? And it's just like all of that other clutter and all that stuff that I was, you know, being tempted to look into and search out and get involved in. All that stuff kind of, it canceled all of that stuff out. And it was just a certain peace that came along with that. You know what I mean? So I find that that's helpful also. That's why I was saying that there's so much that we have available to us that we don't need to go out in the world and involve ourselves in those things. And even if we're not even trying to do it, like I said this last week, I was just trying to get things done and accomplished, and I get with all these thoughts of other things, you know. So it's just always comforting to have the word. One of the things that I started doing, I used to do this before, and I just started doing it again, but having my audio Bible play softly as I sleep. And that's been really good. And I'm also doing it for children as well, so that they can have the word. And they were actually enjoy it. They actually ask for it. They request it all the time. So that's just a good thing to do also, keep those thoughts peaceful and things like that. Let me go here to Matthew 6:25. I'm going to read down to 34. Let me see what we got. I haven't even checked. Let's see. Give me just a second. Just running them out. All right. Still good on the sound and everything. Things are still engaged. And thank you, Brother Ugly, Brother Paul, for co-hosting. Greatly appreciate you, my brother. Hallelujah. So it says, Matthew 6:25 says, therefore I say unto you to take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, and what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? And it is much more to it than that. Hallelujah. That's why I was saying early, in the grand scheme of things, you think about it, you know, we got somewhere to go, saints. We got somewhere to be. Like, that stuff is it doesn't really matter like that. Like, we put such a big, make such a big deal out of it. Hallelujah. Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Absolutely we are, right? We're much more to God than that. We're the apple of his eye. Hallelujah. We have dominion over these things that we're speaking about, the birds of the air and things of that nature. Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? Not at all. And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Right? Yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if Yah so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye children of little faith? And as it pointed out, ye children of little faith. So you're worrying about the wrong things. You're so consumed with these things, you don't even realize where your help and where your strength comes from. Hallelujah. That's where all that worrying, it does nothing, right, to increase anything. It doesn't make things better. What it does, it shows how much you lack in faith, how much you doubt, and how much unbelief you have. Hallelujah. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For all these things do the Gentiles seek, right? So it's not even for us. It shouldn't even be named amongst us, right? These are not a traits of us, Israelites. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first. Here it is. And when we say that, we know that the Father know that we have need of things. He's not just saying that, poof, it'll be given to us out of thin air and that we don't have to do anything. No, but we shouldn't be consumed with these things. We have work we have to do. We have preparation that we have to make. And and plans and things like that. We all of these things. We are people that have to work and get things done. But we shouldn't be to the point where it distracts us and it throws us off course where we can't even function because, you know what I mean, things are not lining up. Well, I can't figure it all of this out. No, let Yah be your guide. Hallelujah. A lot of times we want to do things the way we want. You know, Yah knows what's sufficient enough for us, and he knows what we need. So, but the thing is, that's not what we want, right? It's about us and our will, not his will. That's where the confusion comes in at also. So if we trust in Yah and believe in him, he knows what is sufficient for us, right? But it says here in verse 633 of Matthew, it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of Yah. Ye first the kingdom of Yah and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah. So we're seeking the kingdom, right? We're seeking after righteousness, right? Seeking after things that are pure, that are holy, that are just, right? And righteousness. We got to be righteous in doing so. We already know that nothing defiled, that is defiled, will enter into the kingdom, right? Our affection and our thoughts, right? When we see our brother in need, that we ought to take care of him and help him in that aspect, right? As we do unto the least of these little ones, right? We do it unto the Father. Anything that we do, whether we eat, whether we drink, or whatever, we are doing it unto the Most High, right? So, hallelujah. So, these are the things in seeking the kingdom, what we need to be doing, right? Purging ourselves of all unrighteousness and all bad habits and bad ways. We know. The word tells us that the heart knows its own bitterness. So, we know in areas where we need to improve and things that we need to change, things in which we need to die out to. We know these things already, right? We're not foolish to it. But seek the kingdom, hallelujah. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. And it says, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So each and every last day, right, it's enough to deal with in itself. The things and the problems and the cares. And that's why I mentioned what I mentioned too earlier, man. Listen, you don't even know who is out there against you and opposing you. You don't know. So we got to always be watching. We got to be vigilant. We got other things to be concerned about. Hallelujah. Being anxious, full of anxiety. I'm going to read a couple things here. And it says, our enemy is threefold, the world, the flesh, and the devil. We must take a definite stand against each. In fact, there is a close connection between the three. When we yield to fleshly lust or cater to the cadence of the world, we give place to the devil. We cannot afford to let our guard down and become passive towards any of these foes. Some believers seem to think that, you know, if I just leave the devil alone, then he will not notice me and he will leave me alone. Well, that's the wrong thoughts to be having. The devil has a horrible plan for each of our lives. If we ignore him, he will be left to carry out his wiles against us without challenge or resistance. When one becomes a believer in Christ, he automatically becomes a soldier in the army of Yah. There is absolutely no place for passivity in spiritual warfare. Hallelujah. I'm going to read something else I got here. It says here, it says, the flesh wants to stay weak and to keep you weak spiritually, lethargic, passive. This mentality that does not want you to do anything. The flesh that loves to point the finger, the same flesh that is full of envy and jealousy, strife and hatred and discord and division. It takes absolutely no power to manifest these attributes. But it does take power to be an ambassador of the kingdom. Hallelujah. I'm going to take a break right here, Saints. I'm going to come back and wrap it on up. But yeah, just talking on a few things, mainly just talking about the cares of this life and where our thoughts and our minds, where it should be, right? A lot of distractions out there, things vying for our attention, quite a bit. Let's see, I'm going to do a quick ministry break and a mailing address and info, and I'll come right back. Hallelujah. I'm not sure what's going on with that one, Saints, but looks like it's playing, but I can't hear nothing. I'm sure y'all can't hear anything. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me know if y'all can hear me, those of you in the chat room. Looks like my screen here is nothing going on. It almost... like it's buffering or something, or loading. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me see. I have no idea. Let's see if I can refresh and see if anything. All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mic check. Let me get a mic check here. If you can hear my voice, let me know how I'm coming in. That's weird. It took the mute button completely out of my controls on my dashboard here, switchboard. Hallelujah. Y'all can hear me. Good deal. All right. I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. Thanks to Adodani here. Just want to read just a couple more things to you. All right. Here we go. Saints, it's high time that we begin to apply all that we have learned in this walk of faith thus far. There won't be a time of a dress rehearsal or a simulator. This is it. This is real life. We all have this one chance to get it right in this life. The struggle is real. Issues will come up. Challenges will knock on your door. Choices we will have to make. Yes, thoughts and behaviors can be changed. Give Yah the opportunity to work on you. Humble yourself at the mighty hand of Yah. As you renew your mind, He will renew you. When issues come up and check you out, your renewed mind will be tested. Will you react the same way you've always reacted in the past, or will the mind of Christ be revealed in your actions? Make Yah's mindset your own. You must walk away from those old and instilled habits. We all must walk out these old ungodly ways of thinking and into the new kingdom minded thoughts. For I know the thoughts that I think of you, said Yahweh, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And how precious are your thoughts to me, O Yahweh. How great has been the sum of them. If I should count them, they would be more than the sand. When I wake up, I am still with you. And how precious are your thoughts to me, O Yah. How great has been the sum of them. If I should count them, they would be more than the sand. When I wake up, I am still with you. Saints, remember this. If you have any negative thoughts that make you depressed and feel down, even if it's true, remember, that's of Satan. And he's the only one that would do that. Yah would never talk to us like that. Let these words sink into your mind and your heart. There is nobody who loves you more than Jesus. In him we live and move and have our being. Remember this, that no matter what goes on in this world, always remind yourself that the Messiah loves you. No matter how inadequate you feel, no matter how bad you feel, and no matter what you think of yourself, remember the day is the day of salvation. For he says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of deliverance I have helped you. See, now is the well-accepted time. See, now is a day of deliverance. Thus said Yahweh, in a favorable time I shall answer you, and in the day of deliverance I shall help you, and I guard you. I will guard you and give you for a covenant of the people to restore the earth, to cause them to inherit the ruined inheritances. Hallelujah. Bless you all. Thanks, y'all. Elder Donnie here. I was having a little bit of technical issues here. It's like the server is it stopped. It's not found or whatever's going on. But anyway, that is it. That concludes this evening, brother segment on Straightway Truth, brought to you by Way of Blog Talk Radio. Elder Dinah here, just signing off. Just wanted to say a few words, man. Just a few encouraging words, because we're all in this fight together, right? We all in here. We need to encourage one another. We also need to encourage ourselves and get in the habit of how to do that constantly. It's just us in this world. I mean, we all we got. We can't depend on this world. We can't depend on family. We can't depend on nothing that's in this life, things that seem like they're tangible. We can't depend on, hallelujah, but our hope is in glory, hallelujah. And we're thankful for our King. We look forward to him, and glory to the King. This is the day. Hallelujah. Today is the day of salvation. Bless you all, saints. Pray that your hearts and your mind are at peace, especially throughout the week. Pray for one another. Encourage one another, and be that strength one for another. Bless you all. Love you all, and I'll talk to you soon. Elder Donnie here signing off. Shalom, shalom.